Now have some time dedicated for sharing remembrances or anything that's on your heart this afternoon. Again, don't feel like you have to do this, and we'll have time during the lunch reception to connect individually and share remembrances as well. Is there anyone that wants to start us off?
Hey, everybody. If you guys don't know me or don't remember me, my name is Orion Davidson, and Betty was my aunt, Aunt B, as I called her. I can't even think of her as Betty. She's always Aunt B to me. And I wasn't very close to her, but she was my great aunt, and I respected her like that. And for those of you that are having a hard time moving on, I thought I'd kind of kick this off. And sorry, I'm standing in a bad place for the sound. I'll move up here. There we go. I had the fortunate opportunity 2 days ago to walk through her house, which she lived in for a really long time. And like many of you, just being there was a flood of memories of years and years of going to her house and spending time with her. And I don't have one single bad memory of any of those experiences. And I'm sure most of you have experiences like that too, and know that those are locked right here for us all to keep and share later as we commune together. So I just want to say she'll be missed. I'll miss her greatly, but I know that she's in a better place, and I hope to meet her there soon one day.
I'm not going to stand up. So I'm Kirsten. Grandma was my grandma. And like Orion said, I didn't even know her name was Betty until I was probably 10, because she was just Grandma B always for me. I think some of the biggest memories I'll have of Grandma are her going Ivan, which was a big part of my life, was her always kind of chastising Grandpa because he was always misbehaving. and then also every time she talked about her mom, it was always mother. Which, just the way she said it, will always kind of be stuck in my head. It's very her voice, very much how she spoke about people. We did a lot of camping, and I helped put together her obituary, and the part talked about that Grandpa always drove too close to the road. It did not matter if he was on the inside lane, if they weren't even that high. Every time we went camping, when the men were setting up the trailers, she would always talk about, well, Ivan just drove way too close to the road this time. And he's just way too high, way too close. And so it's going to be hard to not have Grandma around, but it makes me very happy that she's back with Grandpa. They were together for 66 years, and I think they were such a big part of each other that being separated was really hard for her. So yeah, I just wanted to say how much I love Grandma and how she was a very special person and definitely will be missed.
My name's Jeannie Lejeune, and Betty was my aunt. Now, I am going to lighten things up a little bit and tell you one of my favorite Hagen stories, because to me, it really epitomized the life of my Uncle Ivan, Aunt Betty, and all these crazy boy cousins that we had. I live in Portland, and 2 years ago, I said we just need to have a big Thanksgiving dinner. And so Daryl and Janelle and Kirsten came, and certainly Betty and Barry. And then the doorbell rang, and Greg was there. And I forget, I think Kelly was there, maybe Kitty. Anyway, so I have this big table. We've got all the food. Daryl comes, and Janelle, and they bring all kinds of things. And Betty brought me a plate that had been my grandmother's and gave it to me. And we were just having a wonderful Hagen Thanksgiving dinner. And then, I don't know who started it, but I think it was Greg or Daryl, one of the two. I know it wasn't Barry. And they started to tell stories growing up. So this will just give you a little vignette of how Betty had to live her life with these six boys. And as they told these stories, and I'm just going to tell you one because I thought it was the best one. As they told these stories, she laughed, and I think she cried, and she was in absolute disbelief over a couple of these stories. But the one that we all laughed at the loudest. Now just think of this. We're sitting at this fancy Thanksgiving table and the boys are telling stories. And I think it was Greg, but maybe it was Daryl, tell the story of when they were gonna shoot at each other. Right. Yeah, I think it was Greg. And so tell me if I get this wrong, and they were gonna be shooting at each other. We said, what? And of course, Betty, I think, just didn't believe it. But he's telling the story. And the only rule is, you had to try to shoot below the knees. And I said, well, did anybody get hit? Oh, no, we weren't that good a shot. We were just having fun. And I looked at Betty, and she's looking at her boys, and she's looking at us, and just shook her head, yeah, that's how it was. So that's my story.